Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Piton chaired the District Planning and Development Board DPDB meeting in Walker yesterday. The meeting was attended by Advisor Agriculture Mathang Yanthan, MLA Y.M. Hamsoy, DC Walker Vinit Kumar, SPT Relo Ai, departmental heads and representatives from various sectors. In a post on X, Mr. Piton said the meeting discussed pressing local issues, reviewed development agendas, assessed the progress of ongoing projects, and identified priority areas for further focus. He emphasized that each member carries a vital responsibility towards the district's growth and welfare and expressed satisfaction and the sense of commitment reflected in the discussions and suggestions. The Chumukedema District Planning and Development Board, DPDB, held its monthly meeting yesterday at the DC's Conference Hall, chaired by Advisor for Urban Development and Municipal Affairs and Chairman of the DPDB, Jale Rio. In his address, Jale Rio highlighted the monsoon-related damages across Naglan and lauded the district administration and stakeholders for their cooperation. During the meeting, the board approved several proposals, including the recognition of the Naglan State Pedal Association and the Chumukedema Two Wheelers Taxi Association, introduction of multidisciplinary and commerce courses at GHSS Singrijan, construction of an excise department office, and renaming of Sirhiangami Village to Mezibhima A Village. GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of the state of Manipur.
New GST reforms is providing a major boost to Manipur's artisans, farmers and small businesses. Hand-woven textiles, bamboo crafts, cane furniture and local artisans' goods, which earlier attracted 12% GST, are now being taxed at just 5%, giving artisans an opportunity to expand markets and improve incomes. Similarly, the significant reductions in taxes from 12% to 5% on processed food items such as pickles, bamboo shoots, fermented food, vegetables preparation, marks a major boost for producers and consumers as it increases affordability and market reach. Along with this, the tax cut on packaged coffee from 18% to 5% brings substantial relief across Manipur's coffee industry. With this move, districts such as Ukhrul, Senapati and Chandal, which are important hubs for coffee cultivation, are being benefited as sector generates additional employment in processing, packaging and distribution network. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Ahead of the three-day pan-down strike from October 14, the Joint Coordination Committee on IAS induction has directed all employees to maintain attendance at the workplaces and follow official protocols during the protest. The committee said emergency and essential services will remain unaffected throughout the strike and urged all associations to ensure that the general public does not face inconvenience. The Joint Coordination Committee includes the Confederation of All Naglan State Services Employees Association, Federation of Naglan Senior Engineers Service Association, Naglan In-Service Doctors Association, Naglan Secretariat Service Association, and Naglan Finance and Accounts Service Association. In observance of the fifth anniversary of the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, the Department of Social Welfare Dimapur has announced a district-level online slogan writing competition under the theme Say No to Drugs, Say Yes to Life. The competition aims to engage youths in spreading awareness on substance abuse prevention through creative expression, promoting the vision of a drug-free India under the NMBA initiative. We have a report.
The contest is open to youths aged 15 to 29 residing in Dimapur district. Participants can submit one original slogan in English of 10 to 20 words on A4 size paper using color pencils, crayons or sketch pens. Entries must be submitted in digital formats, that is scan copy or PDF, along with the participants' names and contact details via emailed at dhew.dmu@gmail.com or through Instagram at dhew_Dimapur till 17th of this month. Results will be announced on October 18 on the official Instagram page of DHEW Dimapur. Winners will receive cash prizes and certificates. For more details, participants may contact 9612776287 or 8867411683. The department has encouraged all eligible youths to take part and contribute towards building a healthier, drug-free society.
And on to local sports now. Kumlong Ward clinched the fourth Mokokchun Town Inter-Ward Volleyball Tournament 2025 after a thrilling five-set victory over Mongson Bay Ward at the Multipurpose Sports Complex last night. Kumlong won with scores of 25-20, 19-25, 25-20, 23-25, 17-15. The champions receive a cash prize of 50,000 rupees along with a trophy and certificates, while the runners-up took home 30,000 rupees, a trophy and citation. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.